We were being recorded just now?
Not yet.
Not all of it. Just a little bit. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team Dad Tales Podcast, episode 101, a week after the carnage.
Wow.
One of your hosts, JC Jesse.
We survived.
We did. I finally listened back after, like, at the end of the week, because I couldn't bring myself to listen to it directly after it happened. But thanks so much to everybody who came out to watch the stream last week. Super appreciate it. We have with us this week, one Baroque Reaper.
Hunting yes. Baroque Weeper.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Doing a little Barbara Walters on
you know what?
Right
I forgot
there.
To do Baroque my, Weeper. We have a guest here. I forgot to do my vocal warm-ups before the show. Hold on, let me just get it out of the way. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby bumpers. I think we're good.
Yes, I am here, and I'm back from the great island of Oahu. I survived. I didn't burn alive.
That's good.
Completely. But, I mean...
Well, I'm you wore sunscreen, so you're a responsible guy. I understand.
Only one day.
Yeah.
Apparently, I work so much indoors that I don't see enough sun that, like, my skin was like, I'm not going to tan at all. I'm not going to anything. Suck it.
So basically, you're not translucent anymore. You're actually opaque.
Yeah, that's about what it looks like.
Person killer.
My veins. Well, I mean, my veins are sunburned.
Oh, my liver. It's never looked so, you know, unhealthily tan. No, but it was a good trip. I mean, I actually, funny thing was, we did go to the San Diego Zoo before we went to Hawaii because that's just the way our flights ended up, that we ended up at Dane's. And while at lunch, we were going to, it's like, all right, after this, we're going to go see the reptile house. And, you know, I looked at my daughter and I actually went, so, you know, there's between a crocodile and an alligator.
What's
She's
that?
She's like, no, what? And I'm like, well, an alligator will see you later, you know, but, or a crocodile will see you once in a while. And my wife started actually laughing because she thought I was going to be completely serious and say what the difference was.
She doesn't know you at all.
No, that's the first dad joke I've ever gotten my wife to laugh at. I always tell him, and she just gives me that look of like, no matter what.
Well, I mean, everybody knows Baroque. One lives in freshwater and one lives in fresh and salt water. But, you know, whatever, you know. If you want to give... the funny answer.
But I mean, I just said that, you know, one sees you later, one sees you after a while. And like, my wife laughed and my daughter died laughing, of course. And it's like, all right, cool.
That's funny. Started your trip.
I do have a real
win,
dad
that's
joke.
Good. You do?
I have a real one, you know, for you.
Okay.
So what do you call mints for your feet?
I don't know. What do you call mints for your feet?
Tic-tac-toes.
Oh.
Hey. Oh. Yeah, I got some laughs there.
Oh, boy. That's just... Sorry. That's just horrible.
Sorry. Hey, I could have done the other one I have here.
Okay.
All right. How does a crazy woman navigate through a forest?
I have no idea. How does a crazy woman navigate through a forest?
She takes the psychopath.
Oh. I love that joke.
I apologize. Gray has almost cracked a smile.
Okay. The total confession is I laugh at everyone.
I do too.
I'm like in the car just laughing at myself.
I tell them to other people too. I infect the countryside with these.
Oh, no. It's contagious.
Syphilis, I infect the countryside with it.
The grenades and horseshoes guys, they know that I have a saying that I'll throw out there more often than I should have to, and it's, we can do better. We can do better.
You threaten to get new friends at PAX after a few of my jokes.
So he was just walking around going, I could do better. I could do better.
He did. Watch out. He's going to go to, like, you know, Guardian Con, and that's all he's going to have on this. You know, he's just going to have, I can do better. Apply for a new, you know, to be my friend. That's a
friendship application.
No. It's very important that it's a collective we. We can do better.
Brooke, do you have Jareth on your t-shirt?
Yeah. It's Labyrinth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. I was going to be that for Halloween one year, but I couldn't find the riding pants.
You'd be a brave man to go with that, you know, because,
I've been waiting for us to go to a Halloween party, but no such luck.
Do you have enough flair and sass to be Jareth?
I do.
You're going to walk into people, you remind me of the babe.
You remind me of the babe of the power.
What power?
Who do you do? Who do you do? The power of the babe. We also have with us Stugatso.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. Thank you. So it's a proud moment today.
Oh, really?
You know, you reach a certain point in your life, and you're like, man, I just want my kid to punk my wife. Yeah. And she did. totally out of my hands. I didn't set up anything. But so at nighttime, we do story time. And usually it's me, but sometimes it's my wife. And we always let my daughter choose. Like, okay. You know, you tell us, whose turn is it tonight?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up there and she gets her pajama on. I'm like, whose turn is it tonight? She's like, well, mommy's not here yet. I'm like, no, mommy's downstairs. Like, she's still mopping. Like, my wife was just, you know, mopping up after dinner. And I'm like, let mommy finish. And she's like, no, no, no.
It's been a really messy dinner.
We vacuum and mop pretty much every night.
Yeah.
You could eat off my floor. In fact, I do eat off the floor often. But that's another story. So she goes to the top of the stairs and she's like, Mommy, come up here. I need to tell you whose turn it is. And I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, she wants my wife to read her the story. I'm gonna go finish downstairs. So my wife comes all the way upstairs and she's all happy and she's like, whose turn is it tonight? Whose turn is it? And she's like, well, it's daddy's turn.
And she's damn, like, that's cold.
And she's like, did you tell her to do this? I'm like, nope, not at all. I've been sitting here waiting. Like, I don't know what her plan was, but and she had this look on her face like, I got you.
That is great. Oh, that's nice. Awesome. Well, without further ado.
Wait. Sorry, one more thing. Sure. My brother-in-law and sister joined the ranks of parenthood this past week.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there was a little, there was some delays in getting everybody home, but mommy, baby, and daddy are all home now, and yeah, man, it's pretty cool being an uncle.
Uncle Stu.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's awesome. Already told my sister I'm going to take her daughter to see, like, a scary movie and make her shit her pants and she'll never sleep again. I'm going to buy toys that are just loud and obnoxious. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Typical uncle behavior.
That's it.
Uncle Stu. That's awesome. But yes, without further ado, our guest for this evening, they beat us handily in the Pod Clash Showdown. That's Grenades and Horseshoes. That's when Grey Ghost Unalala and Mark Square.
Yo.
Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. Been waiting a while to get all of you guys on here. So
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
We're excited.
I just want to say that God tweeted tonight that if you can't get along with Canada, you're not human. So I just wanted to share that with Stu.
He's not wrong. God.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were wrong, though. True. We did not beat you handedly. They were very close matches.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We should play more scrims because it's such a close match.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We should play more scrims, but you guys are full of it. That last match was just
but you guys beat us really well, like, the second round, too. Like, we weren't coming back from that at all.
Came down to third. Yeah,
kicked our tails.
Yeah.
As an aside. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go. Please, by all means.
Oh, you're going to be really annoyed that you let me go ahead and speak. Okay. Because what I was going to say was, God follows one person on Twitter, and it is Justin Bieber.
I was going to say, is it Kanye?
Kanye.
Yeah, the depressing thing is he keeps following and unfollowing him just to try to get the follow back, and it's not working.
Me and Justin Bieber in a club.
Is he going to be like, hey, can I get a friendly follow back? That's so gross. But yeah, that first match, I was like, because I was telling these guys, like, yeah, I've been playing with those guys. I'm trying to get what their tricks are. Mark just likes people to catch his rockets. And yeah, that we were all over the place. And to be fair, like, I don't know. We just did not have it. I thought we did. I thought we had it, but
I thought we were going
to
lose.
You guys won fair and square.
Yeah, I did not expect to win at all. I was shocked, to be honest.
Yeah, disappointed, I think, would be the best way to put it. Not in the sense that just not in your skill level by any means, but we were really hoping to lose.
I was not. I was 150% in on this.
And not
she was like trying super hard, like, yeah, we're in. You two were like, what the hell, we're winning.
And not for nefarious purposes at all. It was only because I was running the live stream on Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. and to juggle in actually having to compete and do the shoutcast and the live stream. You could see the look on our faces from our video edit. That we were probably more disappointed than you guys that we won the match.
I was not. I mean, it would have been great to be like, yeah, we won. But I was not. I have to say, I was not upset at all. I was like, all right, I got a busy weekend this weekend. I don't have to think about trying to shoehorn that in somehow or be like, you know what I mean? Try and organize stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. The next day was rough, too. Like, I went out for a tubathon, which means you get onto the river at, like, 10 a.m. and start drinking beer.
Oh, yeah.
And so I drank beer all day. And then I'm trying to sober up for the match that night. So I go to get a pizza, and I'm sitting at the bar waiting for my pizza, and I meet some people I had never met before. And they're like, "If you need to get a drink with us." And I'm like, I've had 7 already. Like, please don't make me. They did anyway. I was so sloshed for that second match. It wouldn't have done any good. I could have been like, you know, on the top of my game. It wouldn't have mattered. We got absolutely steamrolled.
Yeah.
That next match.
Destiny Tracker Network. They came in and put up a very, very strong fight, and we did not perform very well. You know, kudos to them. They moved it on all the way to the second round. Just fell short of the semifinals. They did quite well.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it was that first match that was the decider, because I feel like the last match you guys handed it to us, and then the second match,
you guys beat us.
Second match we beat you guys, but the first match it was so close.
That was neck and neck.
Because at first
it was three points.
Like a three points, right?
Oh man,
yeah.
That was rough.
It would have been about 30 seconds longer. I was coming up on you guys. I might have made a change, but probably not.
And if any of the listeners don't really know what we're talking about, we had the Destiny Pod Clash inaugural event started Friday night with Dad Tails versus Grenades and Horseshoes. So we're recapping that match, but it carried on throughout the weekend. And we wrapped up here just a few hours ago with Rezocast taking the championship. They'll get to hold that banner for this entire year until next year's Pod Clash.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool. I'm happy to that we got a chance to be a part of it, and we got to play you guys. That was awesome. And yes. Definitely look forward to it again next year. There was some stiff competition in there that I'm really glad that we did not have to face. Especially, I was watching Potato Thumbs their first match, because I was talking to Gear Dad, and then I was talking to Fluffy and Nips, and I think that their first match, like, Fluffy went like 30-1 or something like that, and I was like, "Oh boy, this might not go."
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, they cleaned up really well.
Yeah,
and you bring up a fantastic point. Potato Thumbs, unfortunately, they got sold a little bit short in the tournament because we ran out of teams on Xbox, so they are crowned the Xbox champions just because the bracket couldn't extend off all the way to the championship. So co-champions there, they won on the Xbox side, high skill level. I'd be curious to see what they would do, what it would look like against Rezocast. If they can get a scrim together cross-platform somehow, figure out how to get some consoles over to the other guys, that would be really cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, Fluffy and Nips, they're really good on their own, and then they, you know, they have their, I guess, their producers that they can bring in, or, you know, their extended guest hosts that they bring in. And we played against them on Xbox, and man, they just, like, just shoot your face right off.
It's just like, and that's a part,
like,
you need.
Man, that guy is so good. So.
That's how I felt about Boost. I told Boost after the match with you guys, like, Boost, we might have won, but between you and I lost, because every time I ran up against him, he killed me.
I've said it before on the show. It pisses me off because he doesn't even play Destiny.
No.
He doesn't even play Destiny.
No. He had like all blue guns whatever. Or some shit like that. The guy was like, he'd like just
I'm level 14. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that like first round, he was doing really well. When every time I died, I could see he was like super up there. I'm like, And then I got behind him and I sorted him. I'm like, yes.
He got quiet. He was looking at that scoreboard at the end of that game and he was like, fuck, look at these teammates. Oh my God.
Hey,
oh,
he knew what he was getting into. He's been playing with us for a long time. So,
yeah. Look, I think Mark's, like, his Graviton Lance just had my name on it all over the place.
I had two stability perks on my armor and two weapon handling perks for my energy weapon. It was about that Graviton Lance. That's as hard as I've tried, you know.
I had my try hard stuff on, and then I switched to Vigilance Wing, and I was like, okay, this feels a little bit better. Because I had the Graviton Lance on, and I just couldn't, like, land my shots. I would get a two tap, and then be like, come on, just peek out again. And it just wouldn't happen. I'm like, damn.
So. That's because Lawnboy kept saying to me, hide, Mark, hide.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have my try-hard stuff on because I just had my stuff on. I don't have that much stuff on PlayStation. So
my gear, it's like, all right, let me rotate all through all my gear. All right, we're done. I mean, there's nothing in my vault because...
You guys got to start playing over there more, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I've been getting everything. I close my eyes and I cross my fingers. I'm like, main ingredient, boom, and then main ingredient appears.
Oh,
I'm finally getting all the stuff that I need that makes me feel a little bit competitive. Not so much the other night, but makes me feel that way a little bit. But
I did tell them we launched in that we do have the advantage here because I knew all you guys were primary Xbox as well. Which, it makes a huge difference, you know, like just having your gear that you're used to and the controller. Let's be honest. The Xbox Elite controller, the best.
Oh, I missed my paddles.
Yes.
My carpal tunnel was going crazy because I had to claw again. It was all mangled.
Will you play claw?
Oh, yeah. Only for like the last 20 years.
You got like build up weird calluses inside your knuckles.
I play old man, you know, it's like these fingers are for the top and these go, there's no cross contamination.
Yeah, I can't.
Like that. I can't do that at all.
Makes my butt pucker just looking at that. I can't. Can't do it.
So, I mean, to be fair, you know, the four of us that were against you four, we actually do have characters that are on Xbox. So we should redo this thing at some point. I just haven't logged in since October.
We should redo it because it was a lot of fun. That's it. I mean, it was a ton of fun. And
it's just fun playing with your friends. I would like to do it and not have party chat. I mean, I know we were trying to be like super serious. Let's get this done. But I like playing against people when everybody is in party chat and, you know, be like, I just sniped your face off or, you know, come here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where are you?
Come on in.
Meet my crimson.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter if I'm in party chat with eight people or four people. All I do is just mutter under my breath. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, God damn it.
They got me over here. Fuck. And like, that's the best call out Stu gives. Is they're get over you? There.
I don't know. And there's a wall.
There's it's like 17,000 possibilities for there. Can we narrow it down to at least like a colored area?
I see a plant.
It's like to the left.
You know, it was really neat to be in the shoutcasting booth and listen into the party chats of the teams throughout the matches. Mm-hmm. The one that stood out the most to me was Destiny Lorecast, who actually made it pretty far in the tournament. I don't know that they communicated about the match once, actually, in their party chat, but they sure as hell debated what's happened to Eris for like a full 30 minutes.
I love that.
That's awesome. Most amazing thing ever.
They work to their strengths. That's good.
So I guess the next thing to move on to talk about is kind of another thing that happened this week is that Bungie revealed the next the next, you know, chapter in our player experience, as Deej would say, Destiny 2 Forsaken. And it looks pretty great. I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's bow and arrows.
Yes, I want to recommend bow.
And they're like serious, like, what kind of bow, what do they call those? Like, shit. I forget what the name
is. Compound
bows. Yeah. It's like, you look like they got this from, like, you know, Bass Pro Shop.
Golden Age.
It's Golden Age technology.
Golden Age technology.
Golden Age technology. Cabela's.
But
it's just Cabela's. Yeah, it's Cabela's. Shaq's in there pulling back. This is amazing.
Can't wait to see what you do with this, Guardian.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty cool.
Whether we wanted it or not, we stepped into a Bass Pro Shop. Sorry, Stu, what were you going to say?
Oh, it looks pretty cool going back to some of those characters from the Reef and the idea of, like, the reverse prison break. It's kind of, like, we got to go catch these guys that have broken out.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. Kind of a cool idea. I think, you know, like everybody else, I just want more. That's what we all want. Mm-hmm. And they're adding some things back, I guess we can say, like the random rolls, which, you know, I don't know what the hell that's going to mean for our existing inventory. If it's just going to be obsolete, or I don't know what the hell is going to happen like that. But it'll be interesting to see what they do. It sure looks like a lot of cool things are coming. And yeah, bring it on.
Mm-hmm. See, now I'm hoping what they'll do is they'll implement some sort of a system like the glass needles where it'll allow you to re-roll your current inventory.
Yeah. That's a good point. You can and you'll be able to
let it drop to get a different roll. That's what I hope. Like, if you want a different roll on your Better Devils, like, you can't re-roll it. You're like in the past, like, say you're Lucky Raspberry and you're, you know, in Destiny 1, it would have a static roll on it that was always like that in your kiosk, right? But then if you got it out, you would have to re-roll it after. Mm-hmm. But I think that they might do that with the legendaries. It'll be a certain roll in your
like one thing you're able to change about it. Is that what you mean? Like,
well, no, like you would have to get it to drop again, like in the wild, to get a different roll.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that you have is that's the one you have.
Done.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I mean, Gear 2 D1, we left everything behind. I don't think that they would do that again.
That's
because
exactly
of the outrage.
What I'm thinking.
But
just kill it.
We don't know.
Man.
I mean, they've made some unhappy community decisions before, and it might be what they need to do going forward.
In D1, I still have, I think, two or three guns that are 160 or 170 power level, because I just I won't let them go. They're totally useless. But I don't know.
I can't see him doing that at this phase of the game, because there's already a certain level of criticism by a lack of weapons anyways.
Yeah. And plus,
especially when you compare it to the end of Destiny 1, which is what we were jumping, you know, from Destiny 1 to Destiny 2. If they were to actually, you know, take that pool of weapons and shrink it down from what's viable for this updated content, I don't think they'd be doing themselves any favors by doing that.
And they're also increasing our vault space again
to
500 spots, and I'm guessing that's going to be to accommodate
more shaders.
All the it said more shaders.
Listen, I still can't have one of everything on my hunter. Mm-hmm. My vault is full again.
But you'll have this codex now, so some of the less viable weapons you're not going to necessarily keep in your vault. You'll rebuy them if you want them for nostalgia purposes. A lot of those weapons that you keep for nostalgia purposes, right? Those are the things you're going to dismantle now and just have them in your codex.
Did you guys pre-download it yet, or prepay? You get like a PlayStation, like a wallpaper.
And it's way.
It's like a giant, it's got some really cool music to it as well, but it has like a giant Ace of Spades, like Cade's gun, and it's like all like trash looking, which makes me think, you know, I think.
Don't even say it out loud.
Yeah. No, Mark, I don't pre-order games. I'm going to wait a couple weeks till this thing drops and see what the reviews are like.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make a decision about it.
Honestly, I'm only waiting because I want to see what the big package, if what the packages are to see.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold on. Whoa, that's a quip.
That's 43 minutes. Let me write that down.
Waiting for the big package.
Because they said they're not done releasing, you know, packaged content as far as, you know, getting people up to snuff and everything. So I'm just waiting to see if there's anything like physical to pick up in stores as far as that goes. I mean,
there's the poster package.
I get it.
Yeah. What's your GameStop employee look like, you think? I mean,
it's like
so you're here to pick up the package, huh?
I hope you've been working out.
You're
here to trade in 7 games? That's 13 cents. Unless you want in-store credit. In 17.
So I'm looking at the you know, one of the little adverts here, and it says Destiny 2 Forsaken. Also, it's worth mentioning, unless, you know, listening to this, you've been under a rock, the Bungie is going to do an annual pass now. So instead of having to buy each individual expansion, you'll be purchasing a pass for the whole year, and they'll just be rolling content out as they see fit. I think this is a great idea.
Me too.
I would much rather them, like, even if they were like, you know what, we're not even going to do a Destiny 3. Like, let's not reset everything again. I think that was a bad idea. I think that the world would have been a lot better if we would have just added on to Destiny 1. So if they decide to do this kind of model, and just like for the next however many years, just keep adding stuff on to this world. I mean, I don't know. I think that would be a great thing. I know a lot of stuff is kind of get left behind, and you won't be going there as much anymore, but I think it just makes much more sense. And I know I didn't even realize this until I saw tweets like after the fact that people were upset
about the price
that you would have to pay. Yeah. Or even that you would have to pay for it. Like, come on.
So it's like, really? Like,
come on.
Yeah. I don't understand that either. Everyone's like, ooh, trash game. It's like, okay, why are you even paying attention to it? First off, the cost of games have not risen in how long? It's actually undervalued. Mm-hmm. We should be paying way more for these games than we even should. And I know that's a pretty unpopular opinion, but to be fair, think about all the time that we spend on there. Seriously, think, even if we only spend 100 hours on a game for $60, that you can't do any, there's no other form of entertainment with such a low buy-in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think back like Super Nintendo. You used to pay like $60, $70, $80 for those games, and that was Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I paid $90 for Clay Fighter for N64.
Yeah, when it first, the big games,
they were all over the place. Cartridges were so expensive.
That was a really, really awesome game, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
I think
I know. Well, one of the great things, just as like the economics, right, of the gaming industry, is they find that you push that barrier up for just the core gameplay. You charge more than $60. You charge like a $90, $100 for a game, and people don't go out and buy it. And that's the best thing. That's what actually keeps pricing down, is that there is this threshold where for video games, we've kind of set this stake in the ground and said, no, this is an appropriate amount, which just means that we as gamers live in a world where we have a fantastic value in the product that we get to purchase and consume.
We can microtransact to make up the difference. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're such a sturdy microtransactor.
Oh, my God. Or
what's okay, yeah. Probably I never shush you. I'm only ever shushing you right now.
Yeah. Can we mute him? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
No, right, not here. But more the limited edition collector's editions, like, that has really grown compared to what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And that's where I think, you know, game companies have made good strides, and why all of us have tons of crazy Destiny toys is because we keep buying these collector's editions.
Yeah, and I think it's also like with E3 happening right now, there's all these games, and I can't say that while I'm excited to see a lot of them, I don't know how many of them I'm actually going to get. I think maybe pre-Destiny, I bought a lot of games that I didn't play. Post-Destiny, I don't buy as many, like I used to buy Assassin's Creed every year, even though I don't really like Assassin's Creed. Unpopular opinion, I'm sorry. But I would buy it every year. Battlefield, I don't like Battlefield, but I would buy it. I don't know why. Because I would feel compelled to do it, because that was the game that was out and everybody was playing it. But now I don't feel compelled to buy any of these games. They look really great. Anthem looks really great. I will probably buy that. For sure. There's certain games that I know are going to get more than $60 out of me. Destiny is one of them. Forza Horizon 4 looks amazing.
Open world?
I love all the... I mean, us at DTP, huge fans of Forza Horizon series. I will pay probably $90 for that because I'll buy the base game, I'll get the VIP pass, and then I usually buy like a map pass to help me to find all the barns just because I don't feel like going out and looking for them. Just tell me where they're at and I'll go find the barns and get the cars or whatever. And then the VIP pass is great because you get extra spins, and then I think you get like extra cars and you earn extra money for things that you do. It's basically just
you like just level time. Up faster.
You level up faster. Yeah. I'll pay $20 to level up faster, get more cars, do whatever. So that I know I'm going to get every other year. The regular Forza series, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'm not a huge fan of like the super sim. I'd rather have the open world and just tool around and do whatever I want. And I don't know.
What about what about Black Ops 4? You think you'll get that? The Blackout?
Probably, because I know Kevin will get it.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
Probably already get that. Pre-ordered.
I love Treyarch.
Yeah.
Call of Duties. They've been the best for me. I mean, I started off on World of Warfare 2, I think, and I got Black Ops 1 as like the one I got at release. That's where I actually started with Xbox. And ever since then, I really like Treyarch Call of Duty, so I'll probably get it. Just because, if for nothing else, zombies, I like that game mode a lot.
Yeah, and plus I want to see what that new mode is all about. Their Battle Royale. Where it's like you could play across all the maps, and I think... Did they say that the DLC, the maps were going to be free?
Yeah, they're just... Yep. You pay for a season pass for different zombies things because the zombies things have always been really, I mean, they keep every time they introduce them upping them. I mean, it used to originally be, you have like a really small map and it's just how long can you survive? Then they started doing like, hey, we can do like an Easter egg story thing within it that requires these stupid tasks to do that, you know, have part of RNG with them. So it can take you 40 waves to get to it or 15 if you're lucky. And those, they have their own little interweave. They could probably make, at this point, their own zombie game separate, and people would buy it.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy it, too. I mean, but, yeah, they decided they're changing their model. They're going to just go with, well, we always do these microtransactions anyway, so we're just going to give all the regular maps away for free because it's no big deal for us.
To hop back on Destiny real quick, so... The annual pass is going to give you Forsaken in the fall, Black Armory, winter 2018, Joker's Wild, spring 2019. Spoiler alert for everybody out there. This is what you're getting. And then I thought this was really cool because we've never really had a summer event. We've gotten spring events, April updates, the Moment of Triumph, and then Penumbra. Summer 2019, so that's pretty cool. So every single season is going to be taken care of, and that is awesome. Now, I think they said that we're probably not going to get cutscenes with any of the campaign or story stuff, or at least not a lot of them, I think they said. I don't know. Do you guys remember hearing that?
They did. They said they were not focused there, trying to make the game playable.
Yeah, whatever.
It probably costs a lot of money to do that. It probably costs, and it takes a lot of time. You know, so whatever. Just put out the content. We'll be good.
It's true. Like, how often do you actually watch the cutscenes? Probably the first time you play through it, and then you have multiple characters. Next time you're like, skip it.
Destiny Lorecast is probably having Destiny Lorecast is having a stroke right now listening to us. It's like, what do you mean you don't listen to them?
Yeah. I love the
cutscenes. Don't you care about the story?
Yeah. I love the cutscenes the first time through. And then after that, it's like, all right, I already saw this once. I just want to get back to shooting stuff in the face.
Well, I didn't care the first time.
If you like lore.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, I would have. I had to mute Mark Squares at a party chat during the cutscenes. Because the guy would just talk over all the time.
We've got interesting things to talk about.
Mark, you and me are of a like mind there, buddy.
Yeah. There's a story. Well,
Today I started my 7th character. Oh boy. First one on PC, and I watched all the cutscenes.
Wow. It is beautiful on PC.
You deserve,
yeah, a medal for that.
I do like the characters that Bungie creates, right? Like, that's why all my artwork is, like, centered around the different characters. But I like, want to cast them in my own stories. You know what I mean? Because I think it started even with Destiny 1. You watch these cutscenes, you hear these stories, you're playing through these strikes, you know the story, right? It just gets ground into the ground. Like, you don't care eventually, right? And then it trains you to not care. And then there's nothing they can do to make you care. Or the average me. I know you do, and I know the Destiny lore people do as well, but that's not the norm, right? All the rest of us are watching it once and skipping it, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly time well spent for them, is what I'm saying. If your average player plays a single strike 30 times and watches the cutscene once, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That's not, like, incredible value if you're designing.
You know, it is kind of a shame, though, because if nothing else, there's so much effort that goes into that kind of stuff, and I mean, you're an artist. You know how much time you put into your craft, and like there's green guns and blue guns that nobody even looks at, but somebody spent hours and hours and hours making that stuff. So same idea with the cutscenes.
And then somebody's like, the flavor text on MK1943 is
Yeah, you know what? That's true. That flavor text does suck ass. So I mean, that's not my fault. Okay.
When we first started our podcast, we actually had a segment where I took the flavor text of things and I made these two jokers try to figure out what they were from, and they never got them. And I'm like, come on.
I loved all those old segments. But you guys, much like us, have evolved.
Yep. We are much lazier creatures.
You got to do what you got to do. But speaking of your podcast, why don't you guys... If anybody out there has never heard Grenades and Horseshoes, please do so immediately. Why don't you guys tell a little bit about what it is that you guys podcast about?
Not everybody at once.
Do you want to tell everybody?
I usually defer to Gray. Gray's really good at explaining. Yeah,
we make it up each week, so... last week, it was about various ways to insert ourselves into the Pokemon universe. This week, we're probably going to reinvent chess and make it into a more physical type game. No, it's
like a LARPing sort of situation.
I would be into that. You accidentally created a new game.
Wow. I'm just spitballing here for a joke. That's
like
crazy.
Boxing chess, but
all right, let's do it. We're doing it.
Yeah. With those big, like, big American gladiator type things.
Giant Q-tips.
this is not sign language for giant Q-tip.
Not like water.
Nitro to Queens 4.
For those of you that are listening, it actually appears more like a disco dance. I would say
the Cabbage Patch.
Little John Travolta. It's not bad. It's really not. It's good.
Okay, like, I'll take a crack at this. So every week we each have a segment. And Yuna covers the news desk, and she finds funny, weird news articles based around the gaming world. And we talk about them, and she features those. I cover a segment called The Buzz, and it's like anything new that's coming out, whether it's about Destiny or whether it's Anthem's coming up, or just some random bit of gaming thing that's coming out, or even I'll look on YouTube and kind of find new stuff that's coming out for VR or just anything like that that would be exciting to a nerd is the stuff I try to cover in that. Mm-hmm. And then Gray every week has his segment called The Spotlight, and he tries to find things every week to feature. A lot of time it's related around hardware, like computer hardware or upcoming peripherals, or sometimes, like, I think in this week, was it to do with the Podclash, even, just featuring whatever.
Yeah, and a lot of this past week was very Destiny focused as we were diving into what we learned in Forsaken. Our podcast was definitely born out of the Destiny community, and it still has a very heavy Destiny focus. But as our interests kind of shift, ideally we want the show to be fun, entertaining, comedic, kind of like a morning zoo format where we're just hanging out, trying to entertain our listeners and our viewers, we do put a pretty heavy focus into the video production side of it. So the live show,
it's awesome.
So the live show is a big part of it. We know that most of our listeners are actually listening to the audio only version of it, but they're missing out from some of the really great shenanigans that we have as part of that live show.
Yeah, for sure. Do you guys still upload to your YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. And we've reconfigured things just a little bit so that that actually goes live the same time that the Twitch goes live, and then archives on both. So.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit less work for me, kind of behind the scenes, and yeah. So we've now recorded 36 episodes, I believe. So we've got quite a bit of content that went through pre-Destiny 2, the tail end, Age of Triumph in Destiny 1, hype up for Destiny 2, through the life cycle of Destiny 2 thus far. And so it's still a lot of content that centered around Destiny, but we've expanded talk, as Mark said, getting buzzed about things in the tech world, getting buzzed about new games that we're excited about. I anticipate that some of the things that Bethesda came out with tonight in their E3 presser, we're going to be talking about on this week, because there's some things that we're really excited about. And then focusing on news. Yeah, we look at what kind of weird, crazy stuff is going on in the world of gaming. And oftentimes it's a lot of fun and hilarity ensues.
Awesome. Yeah, well, if anybody out there, if you haven't seen or heard, but I do highly recommend going and checking the follow on Twitter. You can see when they go live. You guys do an awesome job on Twitch. I remember the first time I saw it, I was blown away by your video production. And yeah. Let's
thanks, man.
Let's get into some other stuff. Let's leave the video game stuff behind.
Alright.
We've talked enough about that. I don't know anything about E3 this week. Maybe next week we'll talk about how awesome The Last of Us 2 looked. I hope it looks awesome, because I'm very excited about it. Why don't we do let's get housekeeping out of the way first. Let's do that, and then we can we'll have free reign. Do whatever the hell we want later.
Mm-hmm.
Housekeeping.
Don't think you're sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Please go away. Let me sleep, for the love of God.
All right, DTP housekeeping this week. Please go to dadtalespodcast.com. You know what? It's kind of like. Going to dadtalespodcast.com is kind of like, you know, just going and putting on a comfy sweater that never, ever changes, because it's just like our website. It never, ever changes. You can still find the link to our Discord there. You can find the link to be a Patreon there. We actually had one of our patrons join the call with us tonight. Shout out to Arisen Phoenix. Thank you very much for joining us. So he got on our pre-show and hung out with us. And we also have, did I say the link to the Discord? That's always there. I think I probably already said that, but you know,
we're
whatever.
Still not
it's
full.
There. Yeah, no. No, it's not full. So get in there. I don't know what you're doing. You're sitting around, I can't get on. It's on a computer. You know what? It's not just on a computer. It's on your phone. Pick it up. I don't know. What are you doing with yourself? Jump in there. I mean, just the other day, somebody was talking about something and it was amazing. So
yeah, that was awesome.
Do you remember that? That guy was talking
that was
about
so
that
good.
Thing. Oh my god,
I loved it.
It was crazy.
Went that place.
Yeah, and the one guy had that stuff get all over him. Oh boy, I don't know how he's ever going to clean that off. And so yeah, so hop in there. Also, gamersups.gg. Use
yummy.
The promo code DTP if you're going to order one of their fantastic energy drinks. I don't know if it's all natural. I'm going to say it's not. Frankly, if it was all natural, I wouldn't put it in my body, because that's not how I roll. I'm hoping that it is synthetic. There's nothing natural in it. It is completely made in a lab. Maybe if I drink enough of it, I will genetically modify myself somehow. I think
like
they have
Captain
a new flavor.
America?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Stu, were you getting ready to talk about a new flavor that they
have? Yeah, man. I don't know if you guys heard about this new one.
No, I didn't.
It's banana cream kale.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Sounds it's got healthy. Some sweet and some healthy benefits to it too. It's really good.
Man, I hope it's got chunks.
It comes in two varieties, actually. There's chunky and smooth. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Well, I just had a new one the other day. I know that we're all, as hosts of the show, and as, you know, we're sponsored by Gamersups.gg, promo code DTP. In working with them, we work very closely with their research and development department. You hear us talk about these new flavors all the time. We're giving them, yes, no, we don't like that, we don't like this. You know what? We're throwing these out there. Go to their website. Yeah. So you might not be able to get Cabernet Cauliflower that I had this week. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. You might just be able to get Dragon Fruit or Acai Berry or Orange. Mm. You may not be able to get Pickled Gym Socks. You're missing out. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. What about the, I hope they come up with a coconut curry.
Coconut curry?
That would be amazing.
In my
dreams. Yeah, that's part of their... they're going to go with the Middle Eastern line.
Yeah, it's some of their artisanal stuff. You could find that in Whole Foods.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I did try a new flavor Whole Foods, of Trader Joe's. Pineapple chili.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to try that. Little sweet.
Yeah,
it makes
it burn when you pee, though. Just so you know. Watch out for that.
Joke's on you, buddy. It already burned.
If it didn't burn when I peed, I think something was wrong.
I said pineapple chili, not gonorrhea.
I want to get that checked out there.
That reminds me of another flavor. I think they're sending it this week. Haven't tried it yet. Syphilis snap peas.
That does not sound appetizing. Yeah.
But I should tell you about another new sponsor we have. And actually, the sponsor is us. It's Dad Tales Podcast Cologne. We have a new scent coming out this week. It's called Aqua Midriff. Mark Square invented this one.
Yes, he did.
But I want to just be careful. If you're having seasonal diarrhea, you should not use this cologne. If you suffer from seasonal diarrhea, do not take it. All right, that's enough of housekeeping. What do you say we do a little Guardian's Choice?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
All right, people. If you're new to the show, Guardian's Choice is basically where I give a would-you-rather scenario. I will open the floor for questions after I give the scenarios out. I can close the floor for questions at any time. Feel free to ask as many questions as you would like, participants, and then I'll ask you for your choices. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer, but I will be judging you silently.
Is this going to be another Mark Square special where there's like 17 options?
No, there's only two. There is no secret third choice. I apologize.
No mystery.
Six secret answers. Here's your seven original answers.
You can turn into any video game character for 5 minutes a day. But after you're done, you have to do the worm instead of walking around.
Oh.
The whole rest of the day.
Mark. Oh, can you do it in the evening right before bed?
Mark, I haven't opened the floor for questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every day, your body acts as if you've done a 5-mile run. It drops that amount of calories. It puts that amount of exercise on your body for doing absolutely nothing. But, every time you shave yourself, face, legs, wherever, another part of your body gets hairier, and you can't shave it for 24 hours.
This sounds like now.
I have opened the floor for questions.
When you say another part gets hairier, is it a random, or is it like somewhere I can kind of...
Baroque, you and me, I'm going to ask the same goddamn question. I'm going to hold my breath and make hair sprout out the top.
No, it's... It's, I'm sorry, Baroque, it's random. It's random.
Okay, okay. My question is, so if the hair is growing, is it on a part of the body that normally has hair?
Yeah, you won't, like, all of a sudden get hairy teeth, if that's what you're asking.
If it's like, a part of the body that once had hair but no longer has hair, does it have the chance of regrowing hair?
So, like, yes, I wouldn't get hairy palms?
Yes, it does. But
yeah, I mean,
there's less of a chance it's going to show up there than it would with a place that already has hair. But there's still a chance.
Okay.
This is RNG, man.
It's total RNG.
What if I use Nair or something like that?
Do you use Nair?
Yes, I totally use Nair to shave. I'm just like, and then I'm late.
No, it's only if you shave it. It's only if you shave it.
Similar vein. So it's not specific to all types of hair removal, but physical razor shaving. You can trim, physically you can
cutting the hair or plucking the hair.
So like you can't use like a level zero on the buzzers?
No. Anything chemically removing hair?
Or lasers?
Doesn't count. Yeah.
Are we supposed to choose between, like, are we choosing whether we want to do the video game one or the hair one?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that they're all a little salty and they're all a little sweet. So either you could turn into the video game character for 5 minutes a day, but if you
do the worm,
if you do that, you have to do the worm wherever you go instead of walking. Mm-hmm. Or the other you get 5 miles of exercise without doing anything, but you shave, you get hairier somewhere else.
Well, here's the thing. The worm will give you lots of exercise anyways.
Would, but you get calluses in weird places.
Yeah.
Well, but what if you just use your 5 minutes at the end of the day?
That's what I'm saying.
You did make a good point there. And my question,
you're giving up on so many opportunities to be a video game character throughout the day.
And
there's going to be times you're like, this is when I need to pull it out. This is when I need to be that video game character.
This is where I need...
Can I use
character?
A wheelchair? Instead of wiggling around, can I have someone wheel me around in a wheelchair?
No, you have to.
I can't get on a skateboard and have someone drag me around.
It's a different character every day, right? I'm not always gonna end up being like Toadstool from Super Mario.
You could be like, today I want to be Cole from Infamous.
So it's your choice. It's not a random.
Okay.
It's whatever fits the situation. Like, oh my god, I gotta get downtown. I only have 5 minutes. Boom, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm rolling downtown super, super fast.
I'm gonna worm across the club that I get to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think I made my decision.
Okay.
No, you guys go ahead.
All right, I'm closing the floor for questions. So what are you thinking, guys?
Who first?
Mark, I'll start with you. I'm going to go clockwise in my view here.
I'm definitely doing the video game character once a day because I'll just wait till the end of the day and I'll worm on over into the bed. Although I did really injure my toe trying to vacuum earlier, so I don't know how much worming I could do without injuring myself. Mm-hmm. So I would always have to be at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit risky because I know I'll be tempted to do it earlier in the day and then I'll hate myself the rest of the day, but I'm still, that's the one I want.
But then again, you could be like that guy. He's like, man, that guy, he fucking worms like crazy, man. That guy
You'd
is
get
dope.
Good at it. You would get really good at it, for sure.
I'm just picturing you going like up a flight of stairs or something as a worm. Yeah, wow, that's incredible. How's he doing that?
All right.
Someone's in trouble back there, huh? I hear the sirens going.
You better turn the
car. Oh, I can see them. They're right there.
Oh, my gosh.
They're coming for you.
What character are you going to turn into?
A law-abiding one.
All right.
As much as it might be a remote chance to regrow some hair on my head, I think I got to take it. You know? Plus, there's no chance I'm getting 5 miles of running worth of exercise. There's no chance I'm getting 1 mile running worth of exercise. So, all in all, that's a pretty big win-win, I think.
Okay. All right. Yuna, how about you?
So, the 5 miles of running a day would be really beneficial, especially, you know, mom, I don't really have time to go out running all the time. However, I cannot turn down the opportunity to be something fantastical like a video game every day. Mm-hmm. Plus, like I said, you're doing the worm. That's a lot of cardio anyways.
This is true.
Yeah. I would definitely have to go with that.
All right. Good choice. Baroque Reaper.
I'm still stuck on this video game one because I'm trying to figure out if there's a character I could just turn into and make a fat stacks of money. And I'll just not actually do work. I'll just have the money from turning into the video game character. Because then I can just worm around my house, and the only people I have to worry about is, like, kicking my dog or something.
You could turn into a character from Payday. and mm-hmm. rob a bank, and then
I gotta do it in 5 minutes, though, you know. So I guess that would be kind of an advantage, because you could do it, and then you'll change back to you, and they will never suspect it.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Sorry, I mean, well, nobody asked that, but at least I don't think so.
Well, think about it this way: like,
it's only if you need to pull that out, you know.
Any superhero that you could ever possibly want to be has been in a video game.
Yep,
that's true. It's true. Not Squirrel Girl, but the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Squirrel Girl is made into one of the, the iOS Marvel games.
Totally like Lego Marvel Heroes.
Yeah. Jez is like getting really irritated right now. He doesn't know why.
But
Squirrel Girl, what's doing a game?
No, I think I'm going to take the 5 mile Insta run, because, you know,
okay,
I'll be a lean, mean,
baroque,
hair growing machine at that point. Because, you know, I'm like not shave anymore. I'm going to have like, you know, look like I'm straight out of Duck Dynasty. Baroque.
You and me are going to go buy like Costco sized bottles of shampoo. I'll just lather my hair, rinse and repeat. Oh, buddy, I'll repeat like 7, 8, 9 times. I'll just,
it's back.
All right. All right, Gray, how about you?
I've thought pretty hard about this, and I'm trying to be as practical as possible. There's aspects to both of these situations that you guys have not evaluated. As a healthcare provider,
no, we usually don't evaluate hardly any of them.
Not a strong suit.
There are so many healthcare benefits: 5 miles run every day, cardio, decreasing risk of diabetes, decreasing heart attacks,
hair,
overall well-being, happiness. The hair issue is interesting. So I have hair.
All right. Well, you don't need to rub it in.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Fucking sure.
And, we could see.
The one caveat of being able to use chemicals to remove any hair that you don't want to have selectively, that's a fantastic one. A little hard on the skin, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem that I have, so I'm picking that one hand over fist. The problem that I have with the video game character one is just a couple things.
Okay.
One is society does not expect superhero characters to just spring up for 5 minutes. When that happens, you will be an outcast. People will not be happy to see Sonic the Hedgehog running down the street.
Unless I go behind a building and change into him, and then I come out.
I'm going to become like Superman with that. I'm going to like jump into a phone booth, I find one, and then pop out and,
And then happy. When you've done this enough time that, you know, the scientists, the FBI, the CIA want to know what the hell is going on, you turn into a freaking worm to try to get away.
And then they're on me.
Now, granted, they probably won't think you're the same guy. But eventually, you're going to get caught and you're going to get dissected.
They're like, oh, this poor guy, he can never be a superhero.
Gray is so analytical.
Oh, my gosh, that's hysterical. That is amazing. I'm going to choose 5 miles because I want hair. So I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter where it is. It's going to be like huge eyebrows.
See, now here's the thing. I feel like, as Eugene a lady, Lovey? That this was biased against my ladydom because I have way more spots to shave than you guys.
No, she's getting up like a hairy chest, and like she's like,
oh, oh man, oh my god!
I shave my legs, and I'm screwed. That's what I shave one leg, and the other leg goes whoosh. I got a Wookiee leg.
Where's the downside?
I can't shave it for 24 hours.
Oh my
Wookie
gosh.
Leg. A Wookiee leg. Hold on.
If I can make Wookiee noises, I make them right now, but I can't.
Oh my gosh, too funny. All right, let's do Song of the Week, and then we'll move on to our last topic. I'm super excited to talk about that one. So Song of the Week, we have a Spotify playlist that's Dad Tales Podcast. If you go on to Spotify, if you don't have Spotify, you can get it free. They also have a paid version that's really great. They'll let you listen to whatever, whenever you want. It's just like having your music library there with you. It's pretty awesome. They didn't pay me to say that. I wish they would. Or at least put our podcast on there. I'm still waiting for approval. Please, Spotify. But we do have a playlist there, and you could find it. And we have quite a bit of songs on there. And so this week, we do not have a brand new music for me. New Dave Matthews is out. That's pretty awesome. But yeah, we don't have a theme for this week, so you guys could pick whatever song you want to add to our Spotify playlist. So if anybody has a song, please speak now. Mark Square, you have a song.
I do. So it's this band called The Front Bottoms, which, first of all, that's
I love that name. The Front Bottoms.
I know what they're talking about, and that's not very attractive.
Okay.
You do know what they're talking about?
A front bottom?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be ashamed of front bottoms. It's just, it's natural.
Yeah.
They have a song called Vacation Town. It's really great.
Vacation's all I ever wanted. Have to get away. All right.
Vacation Town. Have a good time.
All right. There is now 213 songs on the playlist. Ooh. I'm not going to count everyone out. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I just noticed how many we have. All right. Anybody else who wants to go next? Anyone? Anyone know?
Okay. Bueller. I'll go.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it current. So this is a song that currently is out. And it's also a song probably that none of your other listeners will ever want to listen to. So.
Okay.
Troll from Yuna. BTS, Fake Love.
Oh my gosh.
I love that song.
I haven't heard that yet, but I know Boost likes it. He was telling us we needed to watch the video that there was like 15
it's
guys
so
in the
good.
Band.
There's six of them.
Okay.
Six or seven. But yeah, it's so good.
All right. I have to check that one out.
Gray's going to have something by The Weeknd. I can feel it.
No, no, it's not going to be The Weeknd. I've been really digging Portugal the Man lately.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to pick Live in the Moment as my song choice.
Oh, gotcha.
I said that guy, but it's a whole band of them.
Good one. Okay. All right, Baroque or Stu, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay.
Because my phone just died, and I'm probably going to forget what my song was. But Man Who Sold the World from Nirvana's Unplugged album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great one.
Oh, God, such a good album. I remember watching that live. Well, not live, but when it came out. Ugh.
Yeah, that was really good. I remember watching that as well.
That was amazing. Such good. Yeah, I wish they still did that. I know they did it for a while, but it wasn't as popular, probably because the people that were on it really weren't anybody that anybody was interested in.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting little slice of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that and Behind the Music. Like, that was another show that was really great. It was like really, I think at that time, those were really two great shows.
Yeah, those were, yeah.
All right, Baroque.
Pop-up video.
All right.
Pop-up video, yeah.
So this week I'm going to go with When in Rome, The Promise.
All right.
That's like a probably more, somebody's actually going to know that besides me.
Hmm. You know who else has a really good song called The Promise is Tracy Chapman. I'm not adding that, but I'm just saying. Tracy Chapman. Promise is a great song. I'm going to go with... Let me find it here. I was listening to The Beach Boys with Dylan on the way home from his tournament today. And I'm going to go with Don't Worry Baby by The Beach Boys. Such a great song. I'm not going to try and sing it because I can't get as high as Mike Lepp does. I don't know how long she looks in my eyes.
I'm not going to sing it, so let me sing
it. I'm not going to sing it.
I'm sorry, was I not on mute?
Let me get that falsetto up there.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go into our dad momstalgia.
Oh, my God. So excited
topic here, and this one is this is going to come back, I'm telling you, because this was amazing. And that is our favorite commercials growing up. Could be a jingle, could be whatever, didn't have to be a jingle, but I'm pretty sure I think everybody's here is a jingle.
I think you put it out there as like, what's your favorite like commercial jingle was what I was originally pitched, but
it could be whatever.
We're going to have to go back and just do like old school commercials that like we remember.
Mine is not a jingle, but there was another commercial that did have a jingle that I will sing when it gets to mine because I loved it. Mm-hmm. But I opted for another one that I think people will know more. So I'm going to play one here.
That was going to be a guess whose it is.
Sure, we could play that game.
I kind of like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hopefully now kids come gather around. See what just lived in the town. So skip it, skip it. To run, to jump, to hop, hop. Skip it, skip it. Skipping and a screaming and a bop, to bop. But the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this wall. So try to beat your very best score.
Hold on,
come on, everybody, skip it. Fun from Tiger Toy.
So, to be fair, they all know what it is. You, Stu and Baroque, you don't, because they were in a DM that I was DMing them about the show, so okay. They know what theirs are. But okay, you don't. Well, you guys don't know what each other's are. So
we did have a skip it in our house. It was my sister's, but I may or may not have used it a few times. And that little ball, you know, in college, you fudge the numbers.
Oh yeah, you went the backwards. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I did 999.
Tiger made some pretty cool toys. Tiger also made a bunch of like electronics. Toys.
Yeah, little electronic handheld games. We can go mm-hmm. over. That can be a segment right there. Or like favorite Tiger it. Handheld Click game.
It. All right. So turn it. Who do you got?
I'm going to guess.
Who do you think that is?
Well, I mean, you've already kind of narrowed it down to one of the three guests, I think. Mm-hmm.
I was just giving full disclosure.
That's fine. I'm going to go with that's probably Unilala. Just taking a wild guess as the one who got like really into the song, singing along with it.
Well, seems to be.
Yeah. I'll explain that in a second.
That's a pretty good bet, I think. I'm going to also go with Unilala.
Ooh, should I just turn this into a game, play all of them, then we'll just unveil who did what at the
yes,
end?
Yes, we can do that.
Awesome. Okay. Let's do that. All right. And...
Wild and crazy guys, yeah? Playing it.
Sometime in the future, the ultimate challenge, Crossfire.
Crossfire. Those kids' faces every time. And then that kid, like,
you
get caught up in it.
You could really slap the abyss to that one.
Much ado about balls, that whole game.
I like totally forgot about that. Isn't it scary how we remember how they go once you start hearing them again?
Oh, like I said, that one was like those two kids, and like he had the kid who was like the emo makeup who like actually lost.
Got like a black leather jacket on. Fucking crush you. My buddy has, they have Crossfire now for their kids, and it's amazing.
Is it like the old school one, or did they redo it?
They redid it, but it's exactly the same. It still has like the little Crossfire pieces. One's like a triangle, one looks like a
Crossfire.
Yeah.
You have to say a little like star. Every time you say Crossfire, you have to say Crossfire.
No joke, I wanted that game, and my parents never bought it. And I think they had good reason why, because like, it would probably just end up me and my brother throwing the marbles at each other.
All right. Grenades and Horseshoes, who do you guys think that one is? Keeping in mind that I just want to say Boost did send in one, even though he's not on tonight. So there's going to be...
I'm going to say Justin.
I don't know. Justin did get really into that air guitar riff. But I think he'd do that no matter what.
That's the space bass.
Get wrecked. You don't understand his art at all.
An Imagineer.
I'm gonna go with Stu.
Okay. I can't pick. All right. Gray, any choices?
I'm gonna say JC Jesse as well.
Okay.
I feel like you'd practice that bass line a few times before the
show. No. I'm not going to say I've never done that before, because I did have to record all these. So. All right. Let's go with...
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. Three.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
That owl's such a troll.
Sounds so bad as an adult.
Yeah, Mike, just
I never made it without biting.
What was it like?
Ever.
Isn't that like a song?
Do the voice saying, I've never made it without biting or some light choking.
Made it without biting or some light choking. My safe word is pineapple.
And I love how the owl seems to get kind of an accent about halfway through. It's like, oh, let's find out. One, two, three. Like, three. Like normal, and it's like, hey, buddy, yeah, let's find out. One, two. Like he looks and becomes more British. It's like,
I just remember thinking, like, man, that owl's a fucking dick.
Like, totally.
This owl is such a dick. Like, this is my last Tootsie Pop, you dick.
It was supposed You're to be biting for science.
Gosh, it's like NWA said, don't matter, just don't bite it. All right, so that one, Greetings and Horseshoes, you know that one is again ours. So if you guys want to, if you want to take a guess, you can feel free.
Stew on this one.
Okay,
I'm gonna say BBQ.
I'm gonna say BBQ too.
Okay.
What rolls downstairs, from odor and pears, rolls over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's long, long, long. It's long, long. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Wood.
It's long, long. It's better than bad,
better than bad, it's good.
Everyone wants a long. You're gonna love it long. Come on and get your long. Everyone needs a long.
Log from Blammo.
Blammo, the makers of the hit game Don't Pee on the Electric Fence.
Yes.
And no,
don't
fun
whiz on the electric fence.
Don't whiz. Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry. Sorry,
it's more fun if you do.
Oh my gosh.
It's all petrifying.
All right, DTP. Who do you guys think that one was?
Mark.
Okay. Like, no hesitation. Mark.
Alrighty, let's go for
just like an old friend you can count on and trust. It's like smoking on the sunshine right over the rust, treated to trim clad, give it some tea.
More people paint and protect more things with Tremclad than with all other rust paints combined. Look for specially formulated Tremclad automotive paints and primers for superior rust protection.
Hold on. I just got to replay this. It's like spreading on some sunshine. Hold on.
Like an old friend you can count on and trust. It's like stroking on sunshine.
It's like stroking on sunshine.
Right over the rust.
Like my friend.
Stroking on some sunshine. Hey,
you know what? Grenades and Horseshoes, I'm not even going to make you guess. This one was mine.
I was totally going to guess too for that one.
Just like an old friend.
What do you have?
No, this was a commercial for spray paint.
I know, that's what's so funny. It's like, it sounds like it's like a Folgers commercial or like an MCI, like oh Family Guy. Call your dad. He misses you.
I can't even tell you how many times one of my buddies in particular, with this guy Chris, that if we're out and we're having a beer or whatever, we'll just one of us will be like,
just like an old friend.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody will, or it's that part when he's like, It's like stroking on the sunshine, right over the rug. Go play it, man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Stu, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even really listen to it when I was recording all these because my wife and I we were co-making dinner together and I was just trying to get them done. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to play that over and over again for the end of time on Dad Tales Podcast. Hold on.
Can we get that on the Spotify playlist? Is yes. That
okay? Let's do it again. Just like an old friend, you can count on and trust. It's like stroking on the sunshine. Rattles the rust.
Oh, I know, he gets soulful right there. Just like smoking on sunshine. Right on
the rust. Gets you right here. Than with all other rust paints combined.
Oh my gosh.
Look for specially formulated Tremplad automotive paints and primers.
Super announcer guy going right over that guy, just pouring his heart and soul into talking about stroking on sunshine.
That's
cool. The other night I was playing with Baroque, and I said, Baroque, do you guys have Tremclad paint in the States? And he's like, no, I don't think I've ever heard of Tremclad. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Never.
Can't wait to spread the love of Tremclad.
All right. We have two more left. Here we go. I got the ball that lets you reach for the sky. I'm a pokeball master.
A lot of balls.
Spherical.
When I'm on my Pokeball, I like to stroke on some sunshine.
Right over the rust.
Oh my God, I miss my Pokeball. It was a yellow ball, and it had the gray disc thing.
Like a saucer.
Yours was yellow and gray. That's pretty cool.
Pokeball kind of sucked because if you really didn't know how to use it at first, you had to. Hold a wall and then start bouncing until finally you got it because you had to
put
1 foot down and then grab on and then start bouncing.
Grip it.
Yeah.
No, so pogo ball is what made me realize I would never be a professional athlete.
Well, in the commercials, they were pogo ball really only bounced like a couple inches off the ground.
I know.
But in the commercials, they're like, you know, kicking their legs back and like, oh my God, they're all over the place.
There's like more effort to move forward 3 feet than actually just like walking to like,
All right, DTP. Who do you guys think pogo ball was? Stu and Brew.
Dang. I think I'm left with Gray Ghost. That's the one I haven't picked so far. So I'm going to go with that.
And Stu, I don't remember who you have left to pick. So, is his video? Are you frozen? Or are you just really relaxed? I think he's frozen.
He froze up.
I think he froze. So I was like, wow. He's like, he's chilling right now.
He's really like, yeah.
He is so chill.
He is so, so focused on, you know, stroking the sunshine right over the rust. He couldn't get past it. His internet just gave out.
All right. Let me see if I can get him back before I play the rest. Hold on. Gosh,
Gray's frozen on mine too. I'm gonna go come back.
Oh yeah, Gray's moving on mine.
He's moving. Oh, there he is. He's out and about.
Right over the rust.
Where is the Stu got so he got frozen on Skype? these were super, super fun. I'm going to vamp until we get everybody back in again. But these were super, super fun. And, I mean, just go onto YouTube and search, depending on whatever year it is you want to search for. But they have, like, 90s commercials, 80s commercials. It was just a lot of fun going back and watching all these. It was really tough to pick.
A few of the ones that have come up so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Skip It and the Crossfire, both were like, oh, those could definitely be contenders.
Yeah. Like I said, we need to bring this back. It's like there was like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That was a really good one with Pound Puppies, a bunch of like, and there were.
I almost picked Big Red Gum.
My Buddy was good too. My Buddy.
Yeah, My Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Bubble Tape? Buddy. Bubble Tape was high on my list.
Oh, Bubble Tape.
6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them.
Your principal teaching can't smile. Can't swim.
All right. Maybe Stu is resetting things. All right, I'm going to carry on here. Because I think we have one more, and that's it. Here we go.
I don't want to grow up. Find a toys rocket. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip your lid. From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up. Because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh, boy. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Damn, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Isn't it
though? It's like
a.
I don't like want to grow up, but I'm a broke ass kid.
But still, like, it gives you like a warm, fuzzy feeling inside just listening to it. I'm like, man, I just. Mm-hmm.
I want to say
that one's Kevin. Justin.
He already said what his was. It's Kevin's.
Oh.
Right? Didn't, wait,
no, didn't
you
I didn't
admit?
Say. No, that was Stu. Stu said which
one. Oh.
This is Justin's.
Oh, never mind. I know Justin.
I'm going to say it's
Boost. He said it wasn't a jingle earlier.
Oh.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I'm on Boost as well with this one.
All right.
Would you like to take it back?
Yeah, I know. Well, I will say, I'll start with mine since I kind of gave it away. Mine was the Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop one.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I didn't pick that. I think I picked Crossfire.
That's just, I don't know, that commercial I felt like it came on like all the time, like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another one that I wanted to pick, and it was a Tootsie Roll jingle, and it was like, how did it go? It was like, Tootsie Rolls are all I see. And then like everything in the world was like a Tootsie Roll. It was like a Tootsie Roll train and Tootsie Roll trees. And
yeah. That was great.
That was a really fun one. Baroque was Toys R Us kid.
Yep.
And that jingle actually came out in 1982.
Oh, really?
Wow. Is that when you came out? Is that when you came out too?
That's when I came out.
I came out in 81, but the very end of it, so you know.
Kind of.
But I grew up listening to it. But like that, it's like I have fond memories of like my parents be like, all right, go pick a game, and then you know you'd go down the little wall of all the pictures of the mm-hmm. video games, and you'd have to like find the one that had a paper slip in it.
It's like, yeah,
and then you'd have to take it up there and hope they actually still had the stupid game.
Yeah. That was so much fun. I loved all those old commercials. Mm-hmm. And then Boost was Crossfire. He had a whole list because I think I might have confused the DTP guys. They were thinking it was top three, so they were giving me like a bunch. I was like, no, I just need one. Mm-hmm. So he has a whole bunch to choose from for the next time whenever we do this.
I had a bunch, like I said. It was tough.
All right. And then let's see. Oh, hold on. Let me try and get Stu back in here. He looks like he's trying to make his way back. Here he is. Mark's was Pogo Ball.
Mark was Pogo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pogo Ball is... I was huge into Pogo, just Pogoing. Mm-hmm. Back then. I had a Pogo stick. Pogo Ball, you know, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Hey, guys, I don't know if this is going to... Hold here. My internet's doing some crazy shit.
That's all right. We're just wrapping up, going through who's everybody was. And then Gray's was the Skip It.
Fun fact about the Skip It.
Yeah.
Growing up, we had one. And after a night of some having friends over, my parents had friends over, there was some drinking involved, my mom decided that it would be a good idea to break out the Skip It, managed to fall and break her leg.
Oh my god.
She should have skipped it.
Oh
that counter into one.
I'm sorry. And then shoot, hold on.
Rolls downstairs and like, rolls over in bed.
I was like,
rolls over your neighbor's dog.
Was
it's
long.
Good for a snack. It fits on your back. It's log, log, log.
Log,
it's big. It's heavy. It's wood.
It's log. It's better than that.
It's good. It's good.
I loved Ren and Stimpy. It was such a great show.
So did I. And like, I go back and watch some of those episodes and I'm like, how did my parents ever let me watch this? Mm-hmm. Like,
I know. Like, and it's kind of a good thing too, because like, I swear I know I watched a lot of Ren and Stimpy when I was a kid, but I don't remember a single like full on episode. I just remember snippets, yeah. Which is so crazy because I know that I watched it like every day when I was a kid.
Powdered Toast Man!
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And he breaks off his head.
I wish I could do. I used to try to do an imitation of Stimpy. I just could never get like either because like,
you idiot.
Oh yeah. Oh, hold on. Stimpy was the dog, or was yeah. Okay. And then Ren was
the cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Stimpy was easy. Ren was the tough one, and I had like a huge
my magic nose goblin collection. he's just you have to sound kind of like an idiot and whiny nose nasally, and you can kind of get there.
I love Billy West, who was the voice actor that did that. He was on Howard Stern for a while. He would do like a bunch of voices and stuff in the background on his show. He did a lot of voices back then. I think he still does now. But yeah, fun segment, guys. Thanks so much for playing along. That was amazing. And I think that that's going to wrap it up, except for Baroque's question.
Yes,
for Gray.
It's time. Gray and Unalala. Mm-hmm. If they were to ever make a Destiny movie, which I'm still hoping they do, mm-hmm. who would you cast as your warlock, your hunter, and your titan?
Unalala, I'll let you go first.
Okay, well, I gotta go with like badass trio here.
Okay.
So my hunter, Kate Beckinsale, hands down.
Okay, that's a good one.
My titan, Michelle Rodriguez. She's badass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for my warlock, Kate Blanchett. She's also badass, but she's very refined.
Kate Blanchett, Stu, do you want to... Are you still on the call? Because we were talking about Kate Blanchett in Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
She is so hot in that movie.
Eyebrows.
I don't know if it's her big elk horns as Hela. But she is, yes, she is a force to be reckoned with, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great choices. All right, Greg.
All right.
It's up to you. Bring us home.
My hope for a Destiny movie would have, for Hunter, Alicia Vikander. You might know her from the latest Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah. Ex Machina.
She's very sporty. I think that she could definitely have the look and movement that we would characterize a hunter with. For my warlock, it would be Ana de Armas. Are you guys familiar with this actress?
Yes.
Her latest big role was in Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner remake. She plays kind of the digital girlfriend of the main character. Very beautiful actress. It'd be very interesting. She has such a unique look. She's mm-hmm. from Cuba, and she has these kind of hazel green eyes. Almost just mystical looking that I think that she could fit that warlock, that her presence on screen. It'd be interesting to see in a Destiny movie that warlock character you would probably anticipate as a more seasoned, older character. I wonder what it'd be like from a story narrative to have it be somebody that's super young that's just coming into their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Titan would be Chris Hemsworth. From Thor Ragnarok, I think that conveying just the strength of the Titan would be very well done under his guise. So now,
are we going funny?
He looks great in that movie too.
Yeah, are we going funny? Chris Hemsworth, Thor Ragnarok. Or are we going like serious, smoldering?
I think I'm going more serious with mm-hmm. with this
so like
dark
Thor 1, not Thor
dark
3.
Tone.
Yeah,
like Thor 1, they're all full of themselves. By yeah. Thor 3. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Thor mm-hmm. Ragnarok, great movie. Gosh, so good.
Yep, it was. It was so good.
Well, that's going to bring us to the end of the show. Greens and Horseshoes, thanks so much for coming on the show this week.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for kicking our butts the other night. That was good fun.
I It was a pleasure.
Just some light spanking.
Some gentle caressing.
Just a little tap.
Yeah. Just tap it in. Yeah, so where can we find you guys at on the internet if people were so inclined to go looking for you?
So if you want to check out Grenades and Horseshoes podcast, you can find us at GNH Show on Twitter. Our Twitch is at Grenades and Horseshoes. You can link there to our YouTube. You can find us on iTunes just by searching Grenades and Horseshoes. You can find us on Podbean. They're the grateful back end that actually hosts the data for our podcast. We're also on the Google Play Store and on Stitcher. You can find me, one of the co-hosts, Grey Ghost, at GreyGhost2E on Twitter, and then I'll throw it to Mark.
I am at MarkSquare_ on Instagram and Twitter. I just found a lightning bug just flew into my house.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
at MarkSquare_ on Instagram and Twitter. Twitch is MarkSquare.
Mm-hmm. So you can find me, Unalala, on Twitter at YUNIELALA, because someone who hasn't tweeted in like 4 years has my moniker. on Instagram, it's just should be just Unalala from there.
Awesome. Baroque Reaper, where can people find you at?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Stugatso.
You can find me as Boost KDV.
Yeah, you can find Boost KDV everywhere.
Same person confirmed.
At Stugatso, STU_GATZZO.
Don't forget the uncle underscore. You can find us on Twitter at Dad's Tales. And yeah, we have that new Twitch channel that we used not only for our 100th episode, but we also streamed the match off of it the other night. And I think that's going to get some more use for sure. So yeah, go check out twitch.tv/dadtalespodcast. And you can find me at JCJesse on Twitter. And shit, and I forgot something. And Arisen Phoenix, he sent me a bunch of gamer tags. And I just wanted to see if I could throw some of these out here. Because we haven't done gamer tag of the week in a while. Hold on, maybe I'll just find a really good one and I'll save some other ones. How about this one? Canadabis. So we'll save the rest of them for later. But yeah, that's going to do it for us. For this week, Boost, hope you feel better, buddy. Take some Pedialyte. He has seasonal diarrhea, as everybody knows. So,
stroke on that sunshine, buddy.
Yeah, stroke on the sunshine.
Right over the roof.
Yeah, sad. It's not seasonal affective disorder. No, it's seasonal affected diarrhea.
Yeah. And, I'm trying to find the outro music, and I'm getting all these crazy pop-ups. Anyway, that's going to do it for us.
Drum clap.
Yeah. Be excellent to each other, guys.
Stay fresh.
#StayFresh